Thursday, the 19th of November, 1942. It's true. Mr. Dussel is a very nice man. He's willing to share a room with me, although I don't really like sharing my things with a stranger. But we all have to give up something here. If we can save just one of our friends, we will be doing something to help, says Father. He's right. Mr. Dussel has told us a lot about the outside world. The news is terrible. The authorities have taken away so many friends and people we know to concentration camps. Army cars go round the streets day and night to arrest people. They're looking for Jews. They knock on every door and ask whether any Jews live there. When they find a Jewish family, they take everybody away. They even pay money for information. In the evenings, when it's dark, I often see long lines of innocent people walking on and on. Sick people, old people, children, babies, all walking to their deaths. We are very lucky here. I feel bad, sleeping in a warm bed, when our dearest friends are suffering so badly, and only because they are Jews. Saturday, the 28th of November, 1942. Mr. Dussel complains about me all the time, and they said that he liked children. He complains to Mother, and then she is angry with me too. I think about it all in bed at night. Am I so bad? I either laugh or cry. Then I fall asleep, wanting to be different. It's very confusing. Tuesday, the 22nd of December, 1942. The annex was delighted to hear that we are all getting an extra quarter pound of butter for Christmas. We are each going to cook something with butter. Mr. Dussel says, "Quiet, quiet," to me all night, even if I just turn over in bed. But he gets up early on Sundays and puts on the light to do his exercises. Yes, we all have to be very sensible here and not get angry. But I would love to lock the door or hide his clothes, or do something not at all sensible.